One is the James Farm property lease extension with the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays. The center is seeking a long-term extension for the occupancy agreement that they currently have in place with the county. The property, as mentioned, is shown on the slide on the screen. It is 150 plus or minus acres, located on tax map 1349, parcel 93.01 on Cedar Neck Road. The county and the Center for the Inland Bays have enjoyed a long-lasting relationship with the James Farm Preserve, starting in 1998 with their first occupancy agreement. The center has committed to continuing the relationship with the county, and in 2014, a master plan was completed detailing specific improvements to be constructed at the site to accommodate expansive growth in site visitation being experienced. Design, engineering, and permitting work for construction of master plan phase one improvements was completed this past August. Currently, the center is seeking funding from public and private entities to construct these phase one improvements. Some potential funding sources prefer seeing a long-term lease agreement in place for assurance that the center will continue to occupy the site. A recommendation is being made for a 20-year term occupancy agreement with an automatic renewal for two subsequent five-year terms. Item two is a resolution stating support for the 2017 application for a matching $85,000 grant to the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control's Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails Program. The grant, if awarded, will be used as a partial funding mechanism towards the construction of the master plan phase one improvements. As previously stated, the design, engineering, and permitting for these improvements was completed this past August. The 2017 DENREC Grant Committee is asking for a resolution from Council to reaffirm support for the proposal. $65,000 has already been approved within our current fiscal year 18 budget for this purpose, and the center will provide the $20,000 towards this match. At this time, I'm going to ask Chris to step forward and provide us with a little bit of information.
Thank you, Patty. Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to provide an update on our operations and improvements at the James Farm this year. I just wanted to let you know that we had another really good summer season, and we were able to handle increased visitation at the farm. It's as the ocean beaches, they fill up more and more. People are looking for a quieter way to experience the water and nature, and they do come to the farm. They come for the Bay Beach, and they come for the trails. They come to see their friends and walk around and enjoy nature, and that's one of the major amenities that the farm offers. But we also do a lot of education. It's the centerpiece for the center's educational program about the inland bays. And this last full school season, we were able to educate a record 1,300 seventh and eighth graders from the Indian River School District. So it was our best year ever, and we're feeling really good about that. As Patty has told you, we are completed construction engineering for the first phase of the improvements to the farm. And we have our stormwater permit in hand and are just waiting for that one last permit from DelDOT for the entryway. And we're in the fundraising stage now to put the resources together to implement what is the gateway area to the farm. Right now, parking is inadequate. Entry and exit from the farm is unsafe because we just got so many more people coming in. So this first phase of improvements will create a new parking area which can handle up to 27 cars. Plus, we'll have our own special spots for school buses from the school programs that come up. It'll provide safe access to the trails of the farm and safe ingress and egress from the road itself, as well as put new signage up and new trailhead locations. So we're underway, and this ORPT grant application is an important part of that. We're continuing to pursue a joint fundraising scheme where we're working with the county, we're working with the state, we're working with private donors, and also getting volunteer support and in-kind support. For an example, the Freeman Foundation is interested in providing in-kind support to grub up a new event lawn that will be part of phase one. So I just wanted to thank you very much for your support in this year's budget, and happy to answer any questions about the farm. But you know, before I do that, I should also let you know that we've also applied for a $500,000 grant from the Longwood Foundation. And we expect to be hearing back from them fairly soon, and we expect a site visit from their trustees out to the farm. It would be great to have some representation from council during that site visit to demonstrate the excellent partnership that we share and to just show that the county and the center are going forward with this amenity for Sussex all the way.
Sounds like you're expecting me to show up. Is that what you're saying?
You're the guy. Amen. But bring your friends. Bring your friends.
And you had to shame me in front of all of my peers to get me to do it.
Okay. As he should. As he should.
You should. I do have a couple questions.
Cool.
Just observations on what's happening out there. Is there any concern that the loss of, there used to be a nice beach when you walked from the private homes up into the cove. Beach is pretty much gone, it seems, and it's encroached into the wetlands. Doesn't that change the water and what grows and lives and stuff in there? So I was just wondering, with these natural shorelines we hear about, we have people giving those presentations all the time, is there any concern about the loss of that shoreline breaking up like it has, and the intrusion of the salt water into the back part of that wetlands? And then the other thing was just the pasture points eroding too. Is there any long range plans? Because if that disappears, there's hardly a cove, because it makes the cove. But anyway, those are two things I think long term.
Those are excellent questions, George. And the management approach that we're taking at the farm now is to just let nature take its course and let that beach and that marsh migrate inland. And so far, the major, most used area of the beach has remarkably held intact very well. Mm-hmm. I think your concerns about the erosion of the point are good concerns. And we, over the past, have looked into doing a hydrologic study to determine if the erosion at that point would cause the loss of the beach, because that's one of the most important amenities at the farm. So we are aware of that, and that might be in the cards for the future.
Okay.
So you say we had 27 cars parked there a day, right?
No. No, sir. On a very busy weekend, you could have that many cars parked there.
27 cars. So what are we charging them? How much a car do we charge them?
Currently, we do not charge the visitors.
So how are we going to get your salary paid for?
Well... That's a question I think about every day, but I'm not sure I can answer that right now.
They got
now,
a little Sam. Cup out there for donation cup, Sam. They got a donation cup.
But I can tell you that the approach that we're taking to fundraising to implement the plan is to work with visitors to the farm to increase our donations from them, the private community, as well as grant programs and the county.
A year ago, we were here at CC Camp, and we're in the woods over here, and state already owns it, and we have miles of open roads there, and they put gates across them. So we need to open them gates up. So we're spending a lot of money going in one direction, doing nothing the other direction.
Well, I guess the difference is probably, Mr. Wilson, that the ones you're talking about are owned by the state.
They're owned by the state.
And we can't get them to open their gates, but we're not going to put any gates on our property.
State's not going to give us any money to help keep
those
gates
open.
I don't know about that.
They might not. You might be right.
We need to go see DuPont, get some money from
there. There you go.
Quick, you mentioned increased visitations. What kind of numbers have we seen over the summer compared to last summer?
The last time that we measured was in 2010, and we had about 10,000 visits at that time. So we think we're probably up to 12,000 visits at this time. Part of our proposal to the Longwood Foundation includes funds for measuring pedestrian monitoring equipment that will be able to measure those visitors. And we expect an increase of about 2.5% every year. And that basically just goes along with the growth in the population to the county. But that's a minimum, and we think we're actually getting more visitation because there are more tourists coming, and it is a very popular amenity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you.
More questions, council? You're up.
Well, at this time, I'll entertain a motion for the occupancy agreement.
Okay.
For a period of 20 years with an automatic renewal for two subsequent five-year terms. If someone would like to make that?
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Cole?
I intend to be here, at the end.
I'm sure you will. We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second. Second.
Mr. Arlett.
That question, how much is it going to cost us to do this?
To do this? How much does it cost us to extend this lease agreement?
Right.
Or how much are we going to make on the lease?
How much money?
I don't know.
The term of the lease.
$20.
$1 a year.
We get $20, Sam, out of this deal.
we're going to solve volunteer money, right? So why are we voting for it then? That you can go ahead and do it?
We're voting to extend the lease they have with us to allow them to manage the farm for us.
Correct. So it's actually we're not paying nothing.
No, not right. On this lease, we're not paying anything. That's correct. Later on, they were paying $1, Sam.
They're the tenant, Sam. We're the landlord.
$1.
We're going to get $1.
I'm glad to hear you.
We're making money.
We're making it. You're darn right.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and glad to continue to partner with Chris.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. That's great.
Thanks, Chris. The next is the resolution that I had attached in your packet. And should I just read the short title?
Please. Yeah.
To submit a request to the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Controls Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails Program for a 50% matching grant to finance the Phase 1 construction of the James Farm Ecological Preserve Master Plan.
I'll do that. Introduce it. Or make that motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
The grant they're asking for is coming from, where the money's coming from?
They're asking to submit this grant application.
Explain that to me.
Of which it is a matching.
Yes,
right?
50% matching.
So the 50% match, Sam, I'm going to take a guess.
Who's matching, the county?
State.
I'll take that guess.
State?
State.
Well, maybe, state.
Why are we telling the state what to do?
We're not telling state what to do. Vote, Sam, just vote.
No, we're not telling state what to do. We're just asking for money. Take the vote.
Yes. This is a yes vote to permit the proposed grant application.
And application. We're allowing them to proceed with a grant application.
And grant from the county, correct?
No.
We're not granting
from the state.
Grants from the state.
Grants going to come from the state?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, that's not taxpayers' money, so I'll vote. Go ahead.
We're going back up here, take a vote one more time. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm a yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
The next item I have is for the Mount Joy Oak Street proposed Chapter 95 street lighting district. On August 8th, you approved Resolution R-2017 to establish election details for a proposed street lighting district for Mount Joy Oak Street. We had the election on August 31st from 12 noon until 6 p.m. at the Mount Joy Second Baptist Church Hall, located at 26602 Mount Joy Road. You also had approved an estimated annual billing rate of $65.20 for the first year and $62.26 after the first year if the proposed district was voted in favor of. The Mount Joy election was held as scheduled, and notices of the election were posted within the community. A notice was mailed to all property owners within the proposed district boundaries as required by Chapter 95 of the Code. I'm here today to present the results of the election. In your packets, a copy of the certified election results showing the votes received. There's a breakdown of the votes cast in person and the votes cast by absentee ballot. Out of a total of 17 eligible votes, 15 total votes were cast. 8 were cast in person and 7 were cast by absentee ballot. The final count revealed the property owners to be in favor of the project with 12 yes votes cast and 3 no votes cast. Based on the affirmative results of the election and in accordance with Chapter 95 of the Code, I would like to ask for your approval of the resolution provided in your packets establishing the Mount Joy Oak Street Lighting District with boundaries as shown on the Sussex County tax map on the screen, or tax map 2, parcels 67 through 71, and authorization for the county engineer to have the Delaware Electric Cooperative proceed with the installation of streetlights, and to authorize the county finance director to send the first annual billing to the owners of all accessible structures within the district boundaries. Any questions?
You have a motion or a resolution?
Yeah,
or?
I need a motion.
Okay.
For resolution.
Please read it.
Okay. 3 said no, correct?
3
I'm sorry?
No.
You said 3 said
3
no.
Said no, 12 said yes.
Right.
Said yes.
Yeah, 15 out of 17. So that was a good turnout.
Yeah.
Whereas the attached election results certify that the Mountjoy proposed street lighting district was approved by a majority vote in an election held on Thursday, August 31st, 2017. And whereas Sussex County Code Chapter 95 requires the council to issue a determination establishing the district in the form of a resolution, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby determines that the eligible voters of the Mountjoy Oak Street proposed street lighting district have approved the creation of said district, that the properties included in the district are shown on Sussex County Tax Map 23421, parcels 67 through 71, that the Mountjoy Oak Street street lighting district is hereby declared to be considered validly constituted under the provisions of Sussex County Code Chapter 95, and that the Director of Finance is authorized and directed to bill the owners of all accessible structures within the said district in accordance with the county code.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the vote? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, based on the results of the community voting, I would absolutely vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I vote yes for the same reasons as Mr. Arlett did.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell.